Hawaii Mobile.
DTY KB0 KBJ. Good evening. Fair to Midland.
Sorry.
Fair to Midland.
I hear you there. I am running a couple errands tonight. I've had a busy weekend, but trying to rest a little bit.
Hey, I was asked, how come the roads are so, how come it's so dark down here at night?
where are you at?
I'm just driving down the road here. My wife said, how come it's so dark down here? She figures it's dark.
Not even a month. Well, we're going to go through that time change.
Yeah, that'll be dark even earlier.
Start getting dark about 5:30 at that point or 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I suppose. I think where I live is about 4:45 when the sun sets at that latest. Earliest of the year.
It actually hurts my business a little bit. I'm a photographer, and so anytime we do our family shoots and stuff, it means that we can't really do too much because people don't get off work during the weekend. It just throws all of our timing and photo shoots all fall together.
Yeah, they just gotta stick with the daylight savings time. I mean, 8 months or so of the year, it's already it.
Makes life easier. Plus, it kind of makes you sad when it's dark by 5:30.
Yeah, imagine how late it would be before the sun got up, especially up in the north. I don't think the sun would get up. And well, if you go on the eastern edge of the western edge of the eastern time zone, you're in the eastern time zone. But up in Upper Michigan, they are also in the Eastern time zone. I think as it is, the sun doesn't get up there in the dead of winter till 8:30 or 9 o'clock. So it would not be getting up till about 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning before you see the sun.
That's crazy. Nope. Are you, where are you from?
I live in South Dakota currently. But I have lived up there area where I was just telling you about. But on the flip side, they have some really nice nights and long nights in the summer. Since they're on the western edge of the eastern time zone, their sun does not go down till 10:45 at night in June. And then even then, the sun, that's just below the horizon, but even then the sun will, the light will be around for another 45 minutes. So it's nearly midnight, you know, 11:30, I think, before the sun, it actually gets dark.
What year for that you're talking about?
Say again?
What are you talking about as far as it doesn't get dark till that late?
That'd be in the summer.
Yeah, we're talking about, but I wasn't sure.
Eastern time zone is a big, wide time zone. And you get up in the north part of the time zone, and it's going to, that place being on the western edge of the eastern time zone, the sun gets up late in the winter, but stays up late in the summer. Whereas on the eastern edge of the time zone, you're talking like, hang on, I gotta figure out where I'm at here. You take the eastern edge of the time zone, eastern time zone, like up in New England, We'll get up at, I don't know, 4 in the morning. And if it were daylight savings, we're not daylight savings time, it would be getting up something like 3, you know?
Up in Connecticut, so, I mean, I remember waking up for work and it already being pretty bright, but, yeah, and getting home in the dark.
And the further north you go, the more extreme than things, kind of things get, you know?
I still hate it then, too, though, because I would rather come home in light than come home in dark, especially when we were doing construction. I'd rather get to the job site in the dark than come home in pitch black or what felt like pitch black.
Yeah, yeah. I've lived in New Hampshire myself, so, and I've lived in the copper country of Michigan, Keweenaw Peninsula, which is in the eastern time zone, most of it, and been both extremes of the time zone. And so I've seen both ends of the spectrum, I guess.
So it sounds like you lived or at least been to a lot of places. I traveled a lot growing up as a kid, but we'd go all over the place, Texas, California, Maine. We went to New Hampshire one time in Vermont for like maybe 3 hours. My dad just was like, let's go to Vermont. So we went to Vermont.
Yeah, it's a different state there, I'll tell you. Across the border and it's like stepping back in time right there.
That's why we only spent probably 3 hours there.
Home. Where I lived in New Hampshire was about 15-20 minutes from Vermont, so it's not generally the region or way we went to go to, you know, shopping or anything, but once in a while we would. So yeah, it was, seemed like the difference from New Hampshire to Vermont was noticeable to me, just like even the road signs are like old crickety road signs, you know, hard to read. It's just like I said, stepping back in time.
Out of it, but yeah, I definitely remember a little bit about it, kind of feeling like you stepped back in time. But you said you were driving, so where are you driving to and from?
No, just heading, we were visiting, just going back to where we're staying the night.
You're in South Carolina, I assume you are.
Yeah. South Dakota.
You seeing family?
Yeah, I had a wedding to go to. So, yeah. Came for that and visit friends, you know, and other, all the other folks that I know here. So, yeah. Used to live down here a while back now. So, still got good friends and such that I know, you know, from that time.
I think you were talking last night. Am I correct?
Most likely. I generally, I hang out on a repeater here.
I was headed back from a wedding last night. I was up in Charlotte. I'm a videographer, so I was up there filming a wedding in good old Charlotte. Was heading home kind of late.
Okay. Yeah, so that's the reason we're here. So a lot of people showed up for the wedding and met people I had not seen in a long, long time. I think the most extreme was the one fella I had worked with when I was 19. And, he hunted me down and, well, it had been 28 years since we've seen each other.
We're usually good to catch up with old friends, so that was pretty cool. Where was your wedding at that you were going to?
No, that was around here, too.
Next location, so I'm going to jump off here for just a few minutes. This is KI4DTY, and I'll be 73 on your last call.
Sounds good timing. I got about half a mile to go before I'm going to get out to rig myself, so have yourself a good evening. KF4DTYKB0KBJ73.